Apple update, and we're not talking computers. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Opportunity knocked for rookie apple farmers Quinton and Cindy Snook after moving to the Emmett Valley several years ago.
The opportunity came along to purchase a chunk of the Benson orchards. Not knowing a thing about raising apples or how an orchard operates, we said we could probably do that.
An early winter hard frost wiped out most of the apple crop in the valley that year, except for the Snook orchard.
This orchard really didn't get frosted like a lot of the other ones in the valley did from that cold snap last year. And we were lucky, just a handful of trees didn't produce, and we had lots of golden delicious apples that we need to make belong to somebody else.
A few years later, Quinton Snook is still an apple producer and is wasting no time taking advantage of a long-awaited sunny, warm day in the Treasure Valley of Idaho.
I am. The bad part about that is everybody's way behind. January was a good month to do it, and I didn't get out and do anything in January. February was a horrible month.
As you can hear from the background noise, today he's trimming his golden delicious apple trees.
Well, you get the water sprouts off, and then you kind of look at the tree and you try to cut your way into it.
So from a total rookie to a seasoned orchardist in just a couple of years. Pretty good.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.